Number 35, write your vision and mission. This has a lot of elements from things we've already covered throughout the entire series so far. One of the biggest, obviously, being set some goals. But this is different than just goal setting. This, when we talk about vision and mission, this is a little bit more about you dedicating your life to a purpose that you find inspiring, that you find fulfills you. Because ultimately, that's one of the biggest pieces about having longevity in your mortal being and about having health as you go through. Because remember way back when we talked about the brain, and the brain's frontal cortex has an executive center to execute plans to get us to where we want to be. And setting small goals helps us get that rolling. And setting large goals helps us create small ones to get even further. But having a vision and mission is more than that. Having a vision and mission is linked to purpose in life. And in my chiropractic practice, one of the things I'll see when people retire, and one of the fondest questions I have is, what are you going to do now? There's people that know what they want to do with their life now that they don't have to worry about working and saving money. And then there's people that don't really know. They just know that, boy, I don't have to go do that anymore. Maybe I'll take up some fun hobbies. The ones that know what they're going to do and happen to have a lot more purpose and have a little bit more dedication, I find that they have a lot fewer health issues that come up as they go. I take care of people that are in their 90s that still have reasons to get up and keep going throughout the day and the week. And some still work pretty regularly. And then I know other people that are relatively young that retire and they start to get really weird health problems that show up often because their body's just not sure what to do. And so you start to get symptoms to give you feedback. Now, a lot of times you can get online and you can look on how do I write a vision statement? How do I write a mission statement? You're going to get it going with businesses and all that. And that's where you'll find a lot of it. But having something like that for your life can seem a little bit more daunting and complex, but it's really simple. The reason that way back in the beginning, I started this and said 40 over 40 and why 40 years of age. And I gave examples and I talked about Mark Twain and Jack LaLanne. I talked about Dante Alighieri writing the Divine Comedy after the age of 40. I talked about all these people that really didn't start to hit their stride till they were 40. And it's this ability of us in our vision and our mission to be able to look back at our life and say, what's really fulfilled me? What have I been dedicated to through my life? And then looking forward and saying, how do I want to continue that? Is there something different? It's being able to look and say, at the end, when I make it to the end, what am I going to be remembered for? One of the series that I read that I'm quite fond of is by Brandon Sanderson. It's a Stormlight Archive series. And the characters in there, one of the sayings that they have going through is journey before destination. And the way that was explained is we know the destination of our mortal life. All mortals have the same destination. What's beyond that destination, that's what our spiritual traditions are there to talk to us about and answer. But what is our destination? We all have the same ultimate one. So it's not so much the destination, the goal, as it is the journey to get there, the dedication of our life, the vision, the mission we have, knowing the ultimate end, but how do we make that impact as we go? So ask yourself these questions. What have I been fulfilled doing in my life that I would love to continue to do? Or when I no longer have to worry so much, and why 40? Because we seem to have a little bit more financial stability. We seem to have a little bit more job stability. We seem to have a little bit more health stability, family stability, learning stability. What do I want to go forth and do and continue to do? And it doesn't have to be for the rest of your life. You could say for the next 10 years, and then we'll be on to the next piece. So don't get yourself too caught up that I can never change. And one of the beautiful things I use for my own goals and my own objectives that I follow is the Hero's Journal that I found. And in addition to having gratitudes in there, they also talk about having your North Star. And you know what? You can write it down. But the beautiful bit about writing it down is you say, you know what? That's not really fulfilling me. Let's change it. And there's many different questions you can ask in order to say, what do I really want to do? And if you say, hey, you know what? I've got this little piece right now and I'm going to work down that path and maybe I'll get more clear in the next year, 5 years, 10 years. Beautiful. One of my mentors is fond of saying, start with what you know and let what you know grow. So comment below and let me know, where are you on your path? And it doesn't matter what age you are. If you're 80 years old, you can still figure out, what do I still want to, what purpose do I want to continue? What mission and vision? If you're 90, you can. If you're 30, you can. You don't have to wait. And you don't have to say it's too late. Because it's not too late, because you still haven't reached the destination. There's still journey. So comment below and tell me if you know your mission and vision. What is it? I would love to know it. It would be very inspiring to me. If you're stuck on it, reach out to me. My wife and I do workshops and we've done seminars where we help people get clear on this.